أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون. ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون. ولم يكن لهم من شركائهم شفعاء وكانوا بشركائهم كافرين. ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يتفرقون. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فهم في روضة يحبرون. وأما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة فأولئك في العذاب محضرون. فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون. وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون. ومن آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم. إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار وابتغاؤكم من فضله. إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. ومن آياته يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينزل من السماء ماء فيحيي به الأرض بعد موتها. إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. ومن آياته أن تقوم السماء والأرض بأمره ثم إذا دعاكم دعوة من الأرض إذا أنتم تخرجون.
We are continuing the tafsir of Surah Al-Rum and we are starting again from Ayah 11 today, inshallah. And the subject that will be raised in today's lesson will be the subject of the Day of Judgment, first and foremost, and secondly, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, and how through that power we can understand that how He has the ability to make us alive again and give us life after death. So we start off with the basic summary in the first ayah of what the theme is going to be about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yabda'u al-khalq. Allah is the one who starts the creation. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. Then He returns it. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then to Him you will be returned. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created everything first and foremost, and everything is given life. Humans are given life. Animals are given life. And after that, there comes a time when that thing that had been given a life, it will be given death, and then after that we will all be resurrected and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what this ayah means. Allah is the one who starts the creation and then He returns it, then to Him you will be returned. And again we find in this verse, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. It's actually تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ, but إِلَيْهِ has been moved forward, and that indicates the stress or ta'keed that only to Him you're going to return. Only to Him you're going to be returned. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the Day of Judgment, and on the day when the hour is, or when the hour comes, يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The criminals, they will be upset. يُبْلِس, it has many meanings. Upset, confused, remorseful. These are the meanings that are found in this word from ablasa yublisu, and this is from the root word is ba, lam, and sin. So on the day of judgment, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ, on the day when the hour comes, or meaning on the day of judgment, the criminals, they will be in the state of astonishment or remorse and so on and so forth. All of these meanings apply here.
وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ.
And they will not be from their shuraka, meaning the things that they used to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from their shuraka, none of them will be shufa'a. They will not be interceding for them. Meaning they had so many hopes, and they used to worship their statues or whatever they used to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those things that they used to worship, they will not come forth and they will not intercede on their behalf. So none of their shuraka will come forward and intercede on their behalf. وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And not only that, they themselves will reject their shuraka. They will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will deny even having worshipped the other statues that they used to worship, or the other entities or the other things that they used to worship. They will reject them outright. So on both ends, you know, it's just like when a criminal ring is broken up, what happens is, you know, when the crime is going on, everybody is friends with each other and buddies with each other, but then when everybody gets caught, then they start blaming each other. So this will happen on the Day of Judgment, okay? The shuraka will not intercede on behalf of the ones that used to worship them, and the ones that used to worship them, they will also reject the fact that they were even worshipping them. And basically they will wash their hands of them.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ.
And on the Day of Judgment, meaning on the day that the hour comes, يَوْمَئِذٍ, that day, يَتَفَرَّقُونَ, people will be separated. So what does that mean? They'll be separated. It means that basically according to the a'mal that people had, they will be put into smaller groups. Okay, so if a person used to be involved in a certain type of sin, he will be put amongst those people that used to commit that type of sin. And if a person was involved, for example, in shirk, he will be put with the shuraka. And as for the person who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then he will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Prophet, then such people will be with the Anbiya, with the Shuhada, with the Salihin. So these are the people that we should be striving to be with on the Day of Judgment. And that will only happen if we follow the real rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set out for us, following Allah and following His Prophet. This is the means of our salvation. And we will be with the ones that we love. The Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, we love you so much, but you'll be on your own stage, you'll be with the Anbiya ﷺ, and we will be back down there somewhere with the normal Muslims. You know, how is it that we love you so much, and yet we're not going to be with you on the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter? The Prophet ﷺ replied, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A person will be with whom he loves. And alternatively, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Tashabbuh with a certain type of people will result in you becoming and being resurrected with a certain type of people. If you did tashabbuh with those kinds of people who ridiculed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning tashabbuh means imitation. If you imitated the non-Muslims, if you imitated those people that ridicule Islam, ridicule the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ridicule Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ridicule the fact that there is a hereafter, then you will be resurrected amongst them because you used to imitate them. مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. But if you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if you imitated him, if you brought his sunnah into your life, in terms of actions, in the way you looked, in the way you dressed, and in the way of displaying the akhlaq of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then you will be resurrected with him. So, it is our choice. Who do we want to be resurrected with? And who do we want to be split up with on the Day of Judgment? Then, the answer is right here. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. On the Day of Judgment, on that day,
what will happen? يتفرقون. People will be separated. And they will be put into these different groups and categories.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ.
As for the ones who had iman and they did good deeds, then they will be in rawdah. Rawdah, it is the gardens. Yuhbarun, yuhbarun has many meanings. One is being beautified, and another meaning is they will be made happy. So, or there's another meaning, they will be given blessings. So, yuhbarun, it is multi. It has many meanings. So. And all of them are applicable, and they fit. So those people that had iman and they did good deeds, they'll be in gardens, yuhbarun, and they'll be beautified, they'll be made happy, or they'll be in blessing. And as for the people who did kufr, what about them?
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ.
As for the ones who did kufr, and they rejected our signs, our ayat, and the meeting of the hereafter, then such people will be in punishment, muhdaroon, made present. They will be put into, or they'll be presented towards the punishment, and that will be an eternal punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. So this was about, this first section was about the hereafter. After that, the glorifying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah means all purity is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you come into the evening and when you come into the morning. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating to us the best time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evening and in the morning. So in the morning, it is after Fajr, when a person has prayed his Fajr to sit and make dhikr, to recite Quran, this is the best time. And in the evening, it can be either meant as after Salatul Asr, that a person makes the dhikr, because the after Fajr and after Asr is when the duty of the angels changes. So, you know, this is the time when the angels, if they go up, you know, they report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we left your abd, your servant, in your dhikr, and the ones who come down, they find that a person is in dhikr. And then the same for there's the same for Fajr and the same for Salatul Asr. But also it can mean hina tumsoon, evening, the regular adhkar that are reported by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that are related to the evening, they are the ones which are done after Maghrib. So it can mean both things, either after Asr or after Salatul Maghrib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so all purity is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you come to the evening and when you come into the morning. Meaning, say the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify Him in the morning and in the evening. It is mentioned in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ لِمَا سَمَّ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلَهُ الَّذِي وَفَى. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shall I not tell you why the Prophet why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam Khalilullah, the one who completed Ibrahim الَّذِي وَفَى, meaning he completed his thing, whatever he's supposed to do, he completed it. Why did he name him Khalil? Why did he name him beloved? So what is the answer to that? The hadith goes on to say that لأنه كان يقول كلما أصبح وكلما أمسى سبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون. He used to recite these ayat, and the next ayah is part of it, which is وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض. Only for him is the praise in the heavens and the earth, and at the time of Isha, meaning at the time of darkness, وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ, and at the time of Dhuhr. And some scholars, they basically derive the all of the five salats from this two verses also. Okay, so وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and only for him is the praise in the heavens and the earth at the time of Isha and at the time of Dhuhr. يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون.
He is the one who makes the alive come from the dead. He is the one who makes the alive thing come from the dead. And there are so many examples of this. From the dead thing, meaning you have a seed, if you put it on a table, it will be there for 100 years, it will not grow. Nothing is going to happen to it. It's a dead thing in that respect. But if you put it in the right atmosphere, if you put it in water or if you put it in soil, then that same thing, it will erupt and it will become a plant. And from a dead thing, you see an alive thing coming out. Or you see a land which is completely barren. And then from that barren land, when it rains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that dead land, He makes something alive come out from it, plants and crops and fruits. The semen of a human being, when a person has the semen itself, by itself it will just stay and, you know, there is no benefit to it. It's kind of like a dead thing. But if it is put in the right atmosphere, and it is put at the time when the woman is ovulating, then that same dead thing, it joins with the egg and it becomes an ovum, it becomes a fetus, and it becomes an alive and kicking human being. So from a dead thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates alive things. And the lesson we learn from that is, that same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we see with our own eyes, creating alive things from dead things, is it not difficult for Him? Is it difficult for Him? Is it easy for Him to create us or recreate us after we die? He can put life back into us after we have died. And this is the thing that is happening before our very eyes. وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And He makes a dead thing come out from an alive thing. Okay, so you see an egg that comes out from a chicken, okay, or from a hen. It comes out, it's actually basically a dead thing. But that dead thing, okay, if it is, again, it is, if the hen and the rooster, they mate, then that thing can also give a chick. And from that dead thing, you see an alive thing coming again. So, يُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And He makes the earth come alive after its death. So, again, this is the example given again and again, because this thing was in front of the Bedouins' eyes. They saw the desert around them. They saw the barren desert. And yet, when it rained, that barren desert, it became lush and green. So, وَيُحِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That dead land, after it died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it come alive. وَكَذَٰلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. And similarly, you are going to be taken out. Meaning, you are going to be resurrected and you are going to be made alive, just like this barren land has been made alive in front of your very eyes. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. And from His signs is that He created you from soil, and then suddenly you are human beings that are spread out everywhere. It is mentioned in a riwayah that Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمْ مِنْ قَبْضَةٍ قَبَضَهَا مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from a handful of soil that He had taken from all of the earth. فَجَاءَ بَنُو آدَمْ فَجَاءَ بَنُو آدَمْ عَلَى قَدْرِ الْأَرْضِ جَاءَ مِنْهُمُ الْأَبْيَضُ وَالْأَحْمَرُ وَالْأَسْوَدُ وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human beings, and the humans came depending on which land that soil had been taken from. So some of them were created white, some of them were created red, some were created dark, and some in between. So all different colors depending on the soil with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. والخبيث والطيب والسهل والحزن وبين ذلك. And on top of that, depending on which soil they were created from, the people's temperaments were also created from that. So some soil is hard, some soil is soft, and some soil is very fertile and very easy to work with.
Some soil is very hard to work with. Some soil, it doesn't, you know, give any crops. So, depending on the kind of soil that they were created with, the temperament was also created. We have, you know, a saying in Urdu, "Pata nahi kis mitti ka banao hai." You probably heard this saying, that, you know, what kind of soil is this person made from? So this is the background for that saying, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam from that handful of soil, which he took from various parts of the earth, and depending on where that came from, the human beings were created. So, and then after that, this was the initial creation, and then after that, when we say that we are made from soil, there are two opinions about that. One is that the nutrition that comes to us from the soil, it goes into our parents, and then the parents, they get the energy, and then the energy is then transformed into the fertilization and the reproduction, and from that we are created from, you know, the whole reproductive system that we are aware of. So the initial creation of Adam alayhi salam was also from soil, but the energy and the thing, the vitamins and everything that we get, that is also from the soil that our parents get. So in both ways, directly or indirectly, we are created from the soil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And from his signs is that he created for you, from yourselves, spouses, partners, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you could get peace from them. And he is the one who put between you مَوَدَّة, meaning affection, وَرَحْمَة, and mercy. So the question that a lot of people have, why, how come arranged marriages work? And you never met a person in your life, and you never even talked to them, you never got to know them, and how is it that that marriage is going to work? The answer is very clear. It's not you or me that puts love and affection in somebody's heart. That love and affection comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned right here. He is the one who puts between you mawadda and rahmah. He is the one who puts love and affection between you. So he created for you first and foremost from yourselves, your spouses. Okay, from humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the spouse. And from Adam alayhi salam's rib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa. And basically, she is a human, just like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a human. And the reason that the wife has been created, the husband has been created, the reason that this relationship has been created is so that we get ease. We get relaxation. Okay, when a person goes home, he needs to have a relaxed atmosphere. He doesn't need to be put under more pressure from home when he's just come from so much pressure at work. So the wife and the husband at home, there should be a means for ease for each other and for relaxation for each other, and they should not make each other's life a misery and difficult for each other. When they understand that this is the reasoning behind it, then they should work towards it. And وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, he is the one who put between you love and affection. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in this thing, in this example before your eyes, there are many, many signs for a people so that they can understand, or for those people who ponder and who think. So this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that He created our wives for us. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And from His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the changing of your tongues, meaning the changing of your languages and your colors. So again, we look throughout the world, and we look in different countries, different people have different characteristics. So if you go to, even within one country, you know, you go to one country, and people who live in one part of the country, they have different characteristics, and people who live in a different part of the country, they have different characteristics. But, and who created all of them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and of course, if you go on a global level, you will always find that, you know, Japanese people, they have certain features, distinct features, and Chinese people, they have distinct features, and people who are from the Indian subcontinent, they have distinct features, and within the Indian subcontinent, people from Bangladesh, they have distinct features, and from Pakistan, they have distinct features. Within Pakistan, there are different areas. The Pathans have distinct features. The people from Kashmir, they have distinct features. And from Punjab, people have distinct features. And so on. And who is the one who created all of these different features? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created them. And within those features, you will not find a single person who is exactly like somebody else in features. Nobody is the same. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create so many different faces with so many different designs, and He didn't run out of designs and features to, you know, would create? Allah is the one who created them. And of course, in modern times, we found out the issue of the fingerprints that we are aware of, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every single human being with a different fingerprint. And now on top of that, with more research, we find that every single human being has a different DNA. And, you know, we can go on and on and on. And the more we delve, the more this should reflect to us the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put right in front of our eyes. And we don't have to look far, just the human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, He created the heavens and the earth, and He created the different languages that we speak, and the different colors of our faces. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who did that. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ Indeed, in that there are signs for the عالمين, the people who know, the people who understand, the people who ponder, the people who learn. This is, you know, a sign for the people who ponder into these things and understand these things. And of course, we always talk about the creation of the heavens and the earth that has been mentioned at the beginning of that verse, the skies, the stars, the sun, the moon, and how they move in perfect harmony with each other. Who created that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that. There cannot be something that has been so perfectly created without a creator. There has to be a creator that has created all of this. After that, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَبِتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ And from His signs is, you're sleeping at night and the day. وَبْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ And seeking of His fadl. And you're seeking of His fadl. So, the night is for resting, and the day is for seeking of the rizq and the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the natural course that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with. And this is the type of thing that we are supposed to be doing. And so, keeping that in mind, we should avoid night shift as much as possible. We should not do night shift. Okay, so, because the reason and the natural tendency of a human being is to relax at night. And it doesn't matter how many hours you sleep during the day, if you don't sleep at night, you don't get that same relaxation, that same kind of feeling that you would get by sleeping at night. Okay, so this is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the night and the day for resting, and the day for the seeking of the sustenance and the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ Indeed, in that there are signs for the people who listen. Listen and pay attention, you will find those signs. There's a dua mentioned, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, mentions a riwayah of Tabrani, and it's narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. He said, أَصَابَنِي أَرِقٌ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ I was suffering from insomnia at night. I couldn't go to sleep at night. فَشَكَوْتُ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ So I complained to the Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he told me a dua. He said, قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ غَارَتِ النُّجُومِ Oh Allah, the stars have become alive, meaning the stars are shining. وَهَدَأَتِ الْعُيُونِ And the eyes have relaxed, meaning people have gone to sleep. وَأَنْتَ حَيٌّ قَيُّومِ You are the one who is alive and everlasting. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Anim Aini, O alive, O everlasting, make my eye go to sleep. Wa Ahdi Layli, and make my night full of peace. So if you can learn this dua, if you're having difficulty sleeping, this dua, inshallah, will benefit you. He said, Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu says, فَقُلْتُهَا فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي I started making this dua, and this insomnia, it went away from me. Okay, so this dua is on page 52 if you want it. The next verse, I'll just finish off quickly, just two more verses left. ومن آياته يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينزل من السماء ماء فيحيي به الأرض بعد موتها. And from his signs is he shows you the lightning خوفا وطمعا. It is a means of خوف, meaning fear, and also greediness. So when a person sees lightning, he has two feelings. One is that he is afraid that that lightning may strike and it might harm somebody. If anybody's been to Florida or in any tropical area, they you really see the lightning and it hits close by areas to you quite frequently. So a person, when he sees the lightning, he becomes afraid. But also, if a person, particularly if he's involved with the growing of plants and he's a farmer, he will see the lightning and the thunder and the wind picking up, and he will have hope that it's going to rain and my crops, they're going to get water now. So خوفاً وطمعاً. He shows you this lightning and it is a means of خوف, fear, and also eagerness or greediness so that that rain falls. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sends down from the skies water. فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And he makes the earth alive after its death. So that, again, the example of sending down water and making the dead earth alive again, this is given here. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, in that there are many signs for the people who have aql, who have understanding. And the last ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. And from his signs is that the sky is standing with his order. Meaning, the sky, it is standing with his order. You see, the skies and the heavens and everything, they are standing without any kind of pillars. There is nothing to hold up the skies. And they are solely standing with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Then, when he calls you, the calling from the earth, meaning when you are going to be in the earth, and he calls you on the Day of Judgment, إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ, suddenly you're going to come. You're going to exit from the earth. You're going to be resurrected, and you're going to come alive and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can answer for how you spent your life. So again, we have so many signs that have been mentioned to us in the lesson that we learned today. And the whole thing behind it was that look around you and ponder into how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. Simple, simple things. If we think about them, they should reflect to us, you know, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we mentioned the thin skin that is found on the date pit. There's a thin skin that is on the date pit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the things that you worship, the statues, they don't even have the ability to create that thin the skin on top of the date pit. What about everything else? Forget about everything else. Tell those statues and anything you worship to create that thing. You know, they cannot do it. So all of the other things that we see, you know, if you open up any type of fruit, if you cut a tomato, for example, and you look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that tomato. You look at an orange. The outside, if you try to bite the outside, is going to be very bitter and you cannot eat it. But inside, that orange is going to be sweet. Okay? And then you have, for example, a kiwi fruit. Look at and cut into it sideways and you will find a beautiful pattern of black seeds. And surrounding it, there's a green, lush color that is, you know, that you cannot find anywhere else. In human-made colors, you cannot find that. And then look at the flowers around you. You have all different kinds of roses and flowers. And even within one petal of one flower, different shades and different colors that are more beautiful than any human being could make. Okay, so who does all of that? That is the thing that we are supposed to look at when we look at the creation. It should be a reflection of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the things that we see around us. This is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again orders us to do throughout the Quran. Ponder into the creation so that you can get an understanding of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and practice what we said in Hadith.